Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, here we are once again in Studio B, looking for you, looking for us. So good to see you back here again. John Sarver here in Studio B, here in the CKWI Radio 76 Broadcast Compound and Gambling Authority.
Studio B.
Studio B.
Because we have all these B's in here.
That's right. Like, be mine. It's a Valentine just for you. Here on CKWI Radio 76, welcome to the Sports Authority, as we said. We are commercial free, right?
Not bought and paid for.
No. This is the way you want to hear your sports. Straight, direct.
Raw.
A bunch of bullshit. Yeah. All right.
We're authorities. We're not phony experts.
We are. That's right. So that makes us one better than any expert that you've heard out there, including, pardon the interruption, which I think is a dope-ass show, or ESPN. And with ESPN's ratings.
Egad. Wait a minute.
Oh, what happened to the
noise
boo,
box?
Boo! Boo! Yay!
Yikes.
Try to do that with one hand, I say.
You never do it with one hand.
I can't. I'm barred by federal law if I'm not doing it with one hand. There we go. So, yay. Hang on. Let's get this thing. You got to get the tubes running. Come on, tube. There we go. Holy cannoli. I'm stuck with my pants down.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Eek. It's not working.
What? Oh, wait a minute. It's just a misfire.
He misfired again.
There you go.
Talk amongst ourselves.
Suck.
There we go. Much better. I'm glad you're all back there.
So we're talking about ESPN, right?
That's right. ESPN blows.
You suck.
There you go. I'll even give you a boo. Oh, I see Toronto's in the house. Anyway, so... We give it to you direct from Detroit ourselves, and we talk about Detroit sports and worldwide, even though we do not like so many sports in around the world. So,
and the language may get salty, right?
That's right. We don't have the FCC here. We do have the DMCA that we follow, and the language gets salty. And if it does, grab a cracker.
Spit it out.
Yeah, really.
Bring the kids.
But we appreciate if you don't spit.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. Bring the kids closer so they can learn quicker.
There you go. There you are. And talking about
they
there you
in
are.
School anyway, so.
Yeah.
Make sure you carry weaponry when you go. And talking about always carrying weaponry, the big gun himself, the Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to all our listeners. Welcome back.
That's right. And talking about welcoming back, we welcome back number 31 in your programs, number 6 on that tattoo that's over on your thigh, but number 1 in your hearts, our sport director, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. Hi, everybody out there.
In TV land. Okay, this is how the game is played. Mark makes these wonderful books every week for things that we haven't even read yet, all these different topics. And so if you hear us calling out numbers, you know that's the topics that we're going to next. So you can play along at home as we are playing along here. Why is Cleveland in first?
They're below 500, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to take a peek here.
Yeah, the wonderful Central Division that,
my God.
Nobody knows how to win in that division.
It's wretched.
Take it for the taking. Oh, my God, look at the White Sox. Do you know something? There was in the top 30 MLB rookies, you know, that's AAA and below, not one Tiger. No. Not one. Tons of Houston, tons of St. Louis. No Detroit, no White Sox. But there's representatives for everybody else, about.
There had to be an Atlanta Brave on there.
Yep, there was.
It's the top 50, you say?
Top 30.
Okay.
Yeah, so they had Mr. Soto And then they had, you know, all kinds of names that looked familiar. And it's like, wait a minute. You know, I mean, it sounds like a bunch of juniors, you know. Well,
with the top 30, they're generally guys that are pretty close to
major league level.
Yeah.
I would think.
And the Tigers prospects that are at AAA.
They're Lakeland level.
Christian Stewart's been hitting quite well lately, but he can't field for shit. I mean, he's terrible.
So. Yeah, and that's kind of one of the problems that they're having all over the place.
Yeah.
Because what's happening is that they have nothing really going on. No. They don't. And, I mean, really, if you have... I mean, how do you pronounce that guy's, the left-hander reliever for Detroit?
Stumpf?
Yeah, Strumpf.
Oh, he is, yeah.
If you got a fire going on, call Shrump. He'll come with his gas can and add some more. But he had three holds before yesterday's debacle.
But how about Buck Farmer?
Yeah, fuck Farmer. Oh, my God.
Oh,
you suck.
One game he brought him in, and he walks the only two guys he faced, loads up the bases, and leaves.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that was his contribution to the debacle.
Oh, my God.
How do you contribute to this? Well, I could, like, walk some guys. Okay, great. Get out there, sport. I know. You got to feel bad for Liriano. I mean, here you're pitching a no-no. You know, all right, so you one hit. Okay, so you one hit taking into the eighth. All right, we're going to win.
Yeah.
You know, and what happens?
Well, Tiger fans, that's probably the last time you see Liriano pitch that good.
Ever. He's probably going to demand a trade.
They bring in the ninth inning guy. You notice I didn't use the word closer.
No, there is
none. He was
an
opener. He opened the door and let him
can play. Opener.
Why do you have Shane Green at all? There's a reason why the Yankees said, see ya, you know, and they never looked back.
Yeah.
I mean, really, what did we trade for him?
Yes.
Yes.
What did we trade?
Probably somebody good.
Yeah, probably. CC Sabathia.
But the thing about it was... He wasn't a closer in New York. He was a starter.
Right.
Yeah.
In New York.
Right. And so they're not actually looking back either, are they? No. I mean, well, this guy couldn't start.
In somebody's wisdom, I think he can close.
But really, there is, if you know anything about sports, old sport fan listening to us now, there is a different mindset for somebody who can come in and be a Todd Jones and go, oh, my God. You know, be a closer. And there is somebody that's different when somebody wants to start. You know, did anybody ask Shane Green, would you like to start, son? Did they try that at one time when he first got here?
Yeah, he was a starter.
He was a starter when he was here.
And he blew then.
Kept having injury issues, blisters and other nonsense going on. They finally
had diarrhea.
Well, we're going to put you as a reliever instead.
Yeah. Has he said anything or is he like going, well, it's a paycheck, you know? I mean,
well, he's going along with it, but what are you going to do?
Where you're going to be traded to?
I mean, let's face it.
You suck.
If they see you're not a starter, what are you going to do?
You either go to the bullpen or go somewhere else.
Demand a trade, and demand a trade somewhere to like the White Sox. How are the White Sox always in the basement with the personnel they have? How on paper they made some great trades 2 years ago, or some pickups?
But they're young. Yeah. They're still all young though.
Very young.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not not 13 and 31 young. Holy cannoli.
Well, I mean, but really your only veteran, Abreu.
Yeah.
What did you get for Sale?
Moncada.
And how's that working out?
He's still pretty raw.
And the rest of them are even younger than that.
Yeah. Plus, you got, you know, Giolito. I'm not sure he's ever going to pan out. I mean, Washington soured on him.
Wow, I'm telling you, the difference between at this particular time as we speak between Kansas City and the White Sox, a half a game.
Yeah.
I mean, you won 14 games. I mean, Detroit, which is really kind of sad, there is no way in God's green. Minnesota lost.
How would you like to be 9 games out of first place and the first place team is below 500? I mean, think of that.
Well, if you're in last place, you're 9 games out, and the first place team is below 500, that gives you hope.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like, gee, we're bad, But the first place team is not that good either. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we get hot. We win three games. They're cool. I feel bad for the White Sox because here they're 8.5 out, and they're in last place, and Kansas City is one on top of them. They're 9 out.
Yeah.
Huh? You want to go for the mathematicals on this one, CPA?
Yeah, it's based on the winning percentage.
Winning percentage, yeah.
Kansas City's played 3 more games and won one of them.
How sucky is that? I've never seen that. I've never seen somebody.
You won 1 out of 3 and your winning percentage went up.
Holy crap. Well, I mean, really, it's your past the 40-game mark, so now you know what kind of team you got, Sparky.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know?
Now, remember last week we were talking about the Colorado Rockies?
Yeah.
About how they were just like 500.
Always were, yeah.
Guess who's in first place?
Exactly. Yep.
Because we helped them. You're welcome, Colorado. Send your money to the sports authorities at... you're taking a look at the number one. Cleveland has won 22 games. You know, Minnesota and Detroit has won 20. You know,
and with that pitching staff,
yeah,
Cleveland's pitching staff,
yeah. Holy God, man,
their hitting is horrible.
The whole division's hitting is terrible. It's none of those teams hit.
Right.
You know, it's really
Minnesota's not hitting.
But Minnesota, man, after that ace they put on yesterday with like a 4.4 ERA, everybody else is like 7, 8 ERAs.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you guys in second place? 20 and 23 should get you almost in the basement anywhere else. Holy cannoli. And here it takes you, you know, second place. So now with Detroit, I mean, Detroit could have, I mean, God. You know, if you would have won one more game in Seattle, which would have been easy, you know.
Yeah.
And then yesterday in Minnesota,
For the amount of games they blew in Seattle.
Yeah.
They had all those leads and all of a sudden gone.
Yeah. 4-0. 4-0. And you got Fulmer on the mound in the 7th, gives up 2 walks. Bring in Farmer, he gives up 2 walks. It's like, what do you think is going to happen here?
Why do you go to Buck Farmer and why do you go to Schwump? How do you only have one left-handed reliever in a major league ball team? How did that work out?
Because the other left-handers that they tried, they had to get rid of. Chad Bell, gone. You know, it's like...
Yeah, but you went north with this team.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they just got hurt somewhere in April. You didn't have a left-handed reliever. How in God's name does that happen on a major league baseball team? I mean, how rare is that?
That is pretty rare, going, you know, fielding a major league team with only one left-handed reliever.
One crappy left-handed reliever, you know. But then again, you have everybody who's... There is nobody on the Tiger bullpen staff that you go, okay, that's cool, it'll be safe.
Let's not forget how they got stumped.
How?
Rule 5.
Then make it Rule 6, get out.
They got him Rule 5, and the rule is if you don't keep him on the major league roster all year, you have to offer him back to the team that you got him from.
Bye.
So he didn't make the team coming out of spring training last year. They had to offer him back to Kansas City, and Kansas City said, no, we're cool. You keep him.
That's got to be cold, man.
I mean, even Anthony Ghost got reclaimed.
You know, what is the story with, if you take a look at the Central now, and if Minnesota is on a really weird rebuilding, Kansas City is rebuilding. Chicago is young, and I don't know if they're rebuilding at all. Detroit,
who knows what the hell
they're doing. Yeah. I mean, you got maybe in 4 or 5 years a very strong Central Division.
Could be,
you know. If all these buds, you know, or, you know, that whole thing in Kansas City was just like a little blip on the map, you know, when they were really good and everybody thought they were going to be great for a long time, and their window came and went.
Yes, it did.
However, they paid off. I mean, they went to the World Series.
And won one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're certified. Now you can have your down cycle because you won in this millennium, you know, where everybody else, Cleveland hasn't.
No.
You know? And so, I mean, I don't understand how Cleveland seems to catch fire around July.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if they're just trying to tread water or something, but boy, nothing's clicking for those guys.
No.
But then again, look at the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
You know, they do the same damn thing. It's like
Dodgers.
They're done. Dodgers are really smoking hard now.
Yeah.
whoo, what happened? You know?
Yeah, but now they got Kershaw in a DL, so now they're best pitchers.
But just remember, last year, they had that one stretch where they were just smoking hot.
And then they went into the post.
Yeah, I mean, they were nothing up to that point, and they didn't do much after that.
So Then they win like 40-8 or something.
It was crazy. And then everybody thought, well, okay, hurry up, get your bets on these guys for the World Series.
Yeah.
You know, and then, wait a minute, I got one. Where'd they go?
But you've got several, I mean, Bellinger's not been anything great. Puig's been terrible.
Yeah.
You know, Puig's just been a disaster.
Trade bait.
Yeah.
Trade bait. And now
Corey Sager's out for the year.
Right, yeah.
Justin Turner just came back from his broken hand. So.
All right, take a look at your California teams. You know, who's doing what where? Oakland is surprising.
Yeah, they're above 500.
Yeah, I mean.
Angels, the pitching is.
Yeah, you would think crappy. The Angels have it they pretty loaded, you know, but I mean, how is their second baseman doing? Thanks for taking him off our hands.
Yeah. They just lost their closer, Middleton's, on the 60-day DL. Tommy John surgery now.
You kind of wonder if you're Trout. You're going, when's my contract up?
Yeah.
When do I get off this roller coaster?
When can I go to the Yankees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Could he? I mean, could the Yankees open a spot?
If they want to pay the luxury tax, they can do it.
Yeah, but where would he play?
Center field.
Center field, yeah.
Who's playing center field now for the Yankees? Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Or now. Hicks. Hicks plays sometimes in center field.
Yeah.
Hicks does. Okay, well.
You can put him in Boston, too. They'd take him. What a hell of an outfield that would be, huh?
Yeah, with Mookie and.
Benintendi.
Yeah.
But then.
Then they'd have to find a place for JD.
Yeah.
And look what he's doing, man. He's cranking, too, now.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been red hot.
See, this is where you get angry at Detroit, because if you would have kept JD and Crinkley. Boy, oh boy, we would way be up in the standings.
Oh, they'd have 24 wins.
Yeah.
21. Maybe. I mean, really, if you think that Verlander would be able to, I mean, I forget what Verlander, I mean, he was almost like 4-1 or something like that. He was some crazy record that he is right now. There's no way. No way with this ninth inning staff, no chance would he have that.
Nope.
And that's the funny thing that we were talking about before. Why in God's name did Crinkley wait to the very last second, not minute, second, to go to a team that was way on their way to go and to leave a team that were floundering and still floundering, you know?
Yeah, but I think this kind of accentuates one thing, too, is that when you're looking at a team that's in contention, it isn't your strengths that dictate what happens as much as it's your weaknesses. And we've seen time and time again where Detroit had this monster starting rotation, and they still have a good starting rotation. But if your bullpen sucks, it doesn't matter. Because why? Because you're going to get to the bullpen in the 7th, 8th inning, and they're going to kill them.
Yeah. Yeah. Sooner or later, the starting pitcher's got to come out.
Yeah.
Especially the way Brad was. Because... Yeah. You're only going this far, and then I got to have my 8th inning guy and my 9th inning guy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And they weren't even running on the bases.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, now they're running.
Yeah.
You know, thank God for Jacoby. You know, it's like, okay. I don't know. I don't know how to read this outfield, you know, at all. Because even with Jacoby, you know, who else you got?
You Mikey. Know?
I'm telling you, though. You take a look at your DH. How do you have a DH that's hitting less than your shortstop, and your shortstop ain't hitting?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. He looks bad out there.
Oh, yeah.
He looks lost out there. He looks way... You're looking at a gentleman who is washed up.
One of the statistics they show is called OPS. It's your on-base percentage plus your slugging percentage. And major league average is about 770 or so. His is under 700.
Right. And he's your DH.
He's
supposed to be your big bat.
Yeah.
And you're really hitting. I mean, when do you say, look, why don't we make you a bench coach? Try to let him have safe face, you know, have a heart problem, have safe face. You know, because all this is all about saving face. That's the reason why Asmus didn't do anything. That's why Gardenhire. But Gardenhire, I got a funny feeling, doesn't put up with this.
Yeah.
You know?
I think what's going to, my personal opinion, is you let him out there, you let him hack until Cabrera comes back.
Yeah.
Whenever that might be. And then whenever he comes back, he's your DH. And Victor, it's been a great time, but.
Yeah, but how do you have somebody that's, you know, relatively, is he Hall of Fame material anymore?
Cabrera?
Yeah. No. Vic.
Victor? No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I would say the last couple of years killed it.
I don't think he was ever that good. He had the one year was his contract year where he hit a lot of home runs, like 35. Other than that, he was never a big power hitter. And his batting average,
Yeah.
Defensively, he was never very good.
Did Edgar Martinez ever make it to the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
Well, then, if your name is Martinez, you get to go in.
So if
it's a family plan.
So if Edgar made it in, is Victor on the same?
Victor was never as good a hitter as Edgar Martinez.
No. Okay, well then.
He
wasn't a guy who regularly hit 300. He was never a guy who regularly hit 25 home runs. I mean,
But at least Victor had a position. You know, he caught. He played first base.
Yeah.
Edgar Martinez never. He was basically a DH the whole time.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm thinking.
Fail.
You know, that sort of is on Victor's side.
If you pull up Victor's stats, no, it's not there. He's not Hall of Fame quality.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I think everybody here thinks he is. You know, but you can't. I mean, I don't know anybody that your fourth hitter you cringe. You know, I mean, the guy that's supposed to be cleaning up and all that stuff, woo-hoo.
The way he's swinging the bat now.
It's slow.
Yeah.
His bat is slow.
He needs to get a bat that's like six ounces less to speed that swing up because for some reason it just.
And about 3 inches longer, which would be like crinkly. Crinkly at his best.
But what I'm saying is he needs something to speed that bat, get that bat speed up.
You see, I think it's more along the lines of his reaction time is slow.
Which would make your bat time slow.
Right, which, I mean, is part of getting old.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, to me, he's done.
Yeah,
you can give him a wiffle bat if you want, but
it's really painful to watch.
It is.
You know, and he's not going to catch fire, and it's not because it's cold out, and it's not because it's warm out, and it's not because he's playing every. I mean, use any excuse you want to. Happening.
But here's the thing. Right now, who are you going to put in his place?
I don't know.
Right now.
But I like.
You're going to put Nico in as DH? Big deal. Okay.
But what are you going to lose? Cabrera, you got 230.
But when Cabrera comes back, then you don't want to take Hicks out of the lineup.
No. John Hicks rules. Big time.
You leave him at first, you put Cabrera at DH, and Victor takes the next bus out of town.
If you go back to the old Sports Authority files, you will hear that we said John Hicks. You know, he can catch, he can play first base slightly well, you know, but.
Plays first base better than Cabrera.
Amen, brother. Especially now. So what you can do is you get rid of Victor, re-sign Red Pop. I don't know what he's doing anymore, you know. I'm sure that he'll want to come back. You know, so, I mean, he's good for once around the league, you know, so let's just go by the time we get once around the league, we should be in July, you know, so, and then bye-bye to him, give him a 90-day contract, see ya, you know, so he can stop telling his kids, hey, I used to hit, I'm out of the field, you know, I used to be a great hitter, until people figured out that I couldn't hit a fastball, or a curveball, I should say, slider would turn him up. I mean, it is amazing how much baseball towns grasp for that story, grasp for that player that they can, you know, has a personality more than normal, you know. They're just something that they can grasp onto, and I just think of all that time that they grasp onto Red Pop, and then that one guy that spoke Spanish real well, and I forgot who he was another Red Pop, you know, he came in and left, you know, all these outfielders with great stories, fabulous hitting, and then Oops.
And then we get the gong show.
Yeah, really, I was going to give him the bomb.
Oh, well.
You wonder, what the hell happened to Red Pop? I mean, it was like he was tearing it up, and it was like, what a find.
Yeah.
And then how do you lose it that fast? You know, that's insane.
They found the hole in the swing. That's what happened.
It'll be amazing to me. How long is Gardenhire signed for? 2 years? 3 years?
I think three.
I thought it was three.
Yeah.
Do you think he makes it?
Yep.
Without him Absolutely. Quitting?
Yep.
The only thing that might keep him from going 3 years is health reasons. Because he did have a health thing a few years back.
He's still fairly young. He's only a year older than us.
What's that, Sonny?
But I think that was part of the reason why he left Minnesota was a health thing.
No, he got fired.
Well, but
that kind of helps, yeah.
He had a health thing with Minnesota, too.
They were sick of him.
Well, I don't know about that. But, no, he did have a health thing when he was with Minnesota. But then he got fired from Minnesota. But I think the only thing that would keep him from fulfilling his contract would be a health type issue.
What do you think? Is he a good manager, or does he look great because of Asmus? I mean, the bar was extremely low for the next guy to come in.
I think he's a good manager. I also think he has dog shit to work with.
Well,
and he knew that coming in.
He knew that coming in.
And Brad had a lot to work with.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And didn't know how to work, you know, how to handle it.
And that was the exact wrong move, hiring Brad, because he hired a manager without experience to manage a veteran team. And, you know, frankly, the players did not respect Brad.
Okay. No, not after the first day.
What they should have did
was hired Gardenhire then.
Then, yeah. That's right.
And then now they could hire. Now they wouldn't hire Brad now. No. Forget that.
Who would?
Yeah.
But, you know, how are the Phillies doing?
They're middle of the pack.
Second place, I think.
Yeah.
Middle place. And look at their manager.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Gabe.
Yeah.
Gabe, you betcha.
Hey, do we have a pitcher warming up?
Yeah, really. Let me go out there. Oops.
Oops.
Welcome back.
Oh, shit. I got to take you out. There's no pitcher warming. Oh,
how do I
God.
Gracefully go back to the dugout without nobody noticing?
I didn't signal for the relief pitcher. I was just waving to somebody in the
stands.
That's
right.
I know that person in section 220.
It's Crinkly. Crinkly. And Crinkly was waving back something. We couldn't actually tell what it was.
But
it was a donut for his wife.
Oh, and she was running all the way from left field. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
But I forgot this is my second visit to the mound in this inning, so I have to take him out.
Oh, crap. All right. Maybe we can get the second baseman to come in here. Hey, you can throw a couple, can't you?
You come here to pitch.
Yeah, really. We'll shift. Shift.
Where's my second baseman? Here, you come in.
Shift. I'll do it. I'll pitch. God bless. I mean, you take a guy who has no experience, and he's got a crap team in second place.
Yeah.
All right, so that experience, you know, I would normally say never, ever hire somebody with no experience. Yankees, you know. But then again, look at the Yankee lineup.
Yeah.
You know, anybody, the fat chick could do, you know, could manage that lineup and get first. I don't know, though. That's a lot of meat for her.
Crinkly lover could do that one.
Oh, yeah.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Fat chick, man. Think of all that food. You know? That's good eating. And you know that Judge isn't Crinkly now. I mean, he's a young guy. You don't have to put a popsicle stick on his dick to make it go up.
Yeah, she could just sit there and go, I think you can go play over there.
No, I think you can play on me. You know?
No, you stay in the dugout. You go over there.
Yeah, we're going to have a new pitching session here. I'll be the catcher. You throw. There you go. It's pro Memphis time.
You pitch me that.
Yeah, really. Ooh, that's not a bat, you Louisville slugger, you. I'm not used to something that goes straight. I'm used to one that looks like a submarine thing that goes up and looks around, a periscope.
Yeah, it goes around a corner.
That's right, because I slammed it so hard.
Sharp turn to the left.
You can about imagine what his hips have to be with. If she's pounding on top of him, fuck, that's a lot of weight going on your groin. Son of a bitch. Boom, boom, boom. You know, you might as well put her out in the quinder so she could, like, break up the concrete. She goes along.
be cheaper than that piece of machinery that's out there.
Yeah, no shit. Just like put like a box of Krispy Kremes out there for her. Boom, boom, boom. God, no wonder why the guy has like pulled groins all the time. His dick gets caught in there. It's like, ah! You know, pulls up. Ouch, boom, ow, damn it. The true sound of his dick.
Why is he playing the kazoo?
That's when he knows he's all done. That means there's no more food left. Order more, you know?
More Krispy Kremes.
Oh, God. You know, the funny thing is you don't even hear from him anymore, do you?
No.
He's probably spending all of his money going, peace, this is half mine now.
Help, he's out of town.
Yeah, really. He's out of town. It's time to go to Kroger. You know? It's time that we take all these meats. Okay, ma'am, what would you like? Oh. I mean, barbecue, just throw, like, gasoline on it. Just, there you go.
I want some prime cuts.
All of them, including you. God. I mean, if there's anybody that's this way, I'm going to eat out of house and home. I would love to see their kitchen, you know, and see, like, the two refrigerators like they had in Beverly Hillbillies. You know, it's like, why do they have two refrigerators in the kitchen? Because there's the one that you see, and there's one that's in that back room that you see that's some kind of like, you would think it's a laundry room, but no, it's another refrigerator back there. I guess that one's for Jeff Froh. But not playing for Jeff Froh. Look what the Red Wings did off the offseason. And absolutely nothing. Moving on to... See, they're all waiting.
No, the Red Wings did sign a goalie from Slovakia.
Okay. You know, I mean, really, if you have one big tip of the hat for anybody besides, can you imagine putting your crank in Fatty's mouth, not knowing if it's going to come back or she's going to think hot dog?
Or Krispy Kreme.
I know, really. It's like, no, why don't we forgo the blowing part here? Why don't you let me just forget about the whole thing. Why don't you go find somebody? Tip of the hat to Vegas.
Yes.
To the Golden Knights. God bless. I mean, they were 500-1 to go anywhere near the Stanley Cup this year, you know? Yep. So, congratulations to you guys, because if the Ovechkin team wins, they're favorites, aren't they? Or, because one of the, if Tampa wins, then...
Tampa's favorite.
Yeah, and if Washington wins, then Vegas is favorite. But Vegas wiped both the teams out in the regular season.
Yep.
You know? And so you kind of go, hoo. What does Vegas have besides they don't know that they shouldn't be winning? You know? I mean, they got a badass goalie. They cannot believe their luck to picking up Mark, you know?
Mr. Andre Fleury.
Because you could have had the fine gentleman from Detroit, you know? I mean, how do they pick up Fleury? How do they let Fleury go? How much money was he going to cost you? And this guy's going to the Stanley Cup, and where did Fleury's team go this year?
Nowhere.
Pittsburgh basically said, please,
loser,
take Fleury off our hands, and we'll give you a draft pick.
And a draft pick.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you the Stanley Cup. You're locked up, because he's locked up for a couple of years, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And you get a draft pick.
Yep.
Gem. How many first-rounders you have now, Vegas? I mean, obviously, you're going to have, you know, the 30th pick. But you also have the 20-something. So that's kind of cool. And a team that really doesn't seem to need much. I mean, top-down strength. From the coaching to the goaltending. And then everything else in between is just dandy.
Well, here's the other thing. You look at some of these teams... Like Florida, okay? That's where Gallant was. And they just kind of...
Ha ha!
Loser.
Tossed him out.
Tossed him out?
Yeah,
that's very nice.
Yeah, they just sort of...
Threw him off the bus.
Yeah, where are you going? You're not getting out of the bus. Get yourself a taxi.
You're fired!
Yeah, Mr. Dale Talon.
They didn't just throw him off the bus. They threw him under the bus.
Yeah, yeah. You're probably kicking yourself in the ass now for getting rid of Gallant, Mr. Talon.
Yeah, how does he even keep his job after that? I'm trying to find a ha-ha. You know, because really, there was something about forming this team, and a lot of it is Gallant.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because that team could have just, you're a part of, you know, the island of forgotten toys, you know, are now a team in a place where hockey has never been.
Yeah.
And they have the biggest, I mean, they're Hockey Town West. And actually, you can be Hockey Town now for a while because it ain't going to be Detroit, you know. So, I think that's kind of amazing.
Detroit's now the land of the misfit empty seats.
No, not misfit. They're all there. You know, trust us, they're all there. You know, and unless you bring down your $40 for parking next year, no one is going to see the substandard team. I mean, yeah, they pick, what, sixth?
Yep.
Then you take the Coot or to Chuck or whatever his name is. You know, I mean, you got a lot of defensemen.
The brother of Keith, or the son of Keith Tkachuk.
Yeah, right. And they say that he is, in any other draft, he would be like number one, number two, you know. But in this draft, because you got, you know, who, darling, you know. You got a lot of defensemen.
Yeah, you got the Swedish defenseman.
Okay.
Right, so will Tkachuk fall to six?
And if he does, will...
which one? Where?
Will Holland... Will Ken Holland take him?
Oh, it was crinkly. He had some left in him. It's a cream filling.
Ow. The problem is he shoots to the left.
Ow. Ow.
Yeah, who?
This is Fatty on him. That's reverse cowgirl.
Oh, snap.
Wow, way to go. Anyways, you were saying.
I was saying, you know, even if they pick six, even if Tkachuk is available, will Ken Holland take him, or will he go off in another direction and say, oh, I've got an even better idea?
Well, best player possible at the time would be Tkachuk, but you desperately need defense. But the top five defense guys, top four, top three, should all be gone. You know, so you better take Tkachuk.
Or call Judge Judy and ask for a ruling, huh?
But the thing about it is the Red Wings have a lot of picks in this draft. Maybe he should trade some of those picks and try to move up.
Ken Holland? We're talking
no,
Ken Holland.
No, hell no. He likes his team so much.
Yeah. You suck!
Well, I'm...
Oh, Ken Holland?
Yeah. Thank you.
But see, I'm talking about, you know, I'm talking from a standpoint of...
Being a sports director?
And trying to better the team. Not trying to, you know, just pick the best available player.
But you have needs everywhere.
Yes.
So anything wins. So take the best player you can possibly have, and it looks like this Tkachuk guy... It's like,
But did we see how that worked this year for the Red Wings? Let's have decent forwards, no defense, and
yeah. But look where they picked last year.
I'm talking about their roster. You have, you know, halfway decent forwards. You have no defense. You have a goalie that is
leaky.
Yeah. And where did they get him? No playoffs.
But you know, what right winger would you protect on the wings right now? None. You know, so if you got this guy who is an all-world super talent and not some guy we got to wait 3 years for, or somebody that's, you know, just in high school somewhere in Russia, you know, I mean, this guy can step in and play right now. Grab him. Plus, right. He's got the lineage.
But
like, no tomorrow.
What I'm saying is...
There you go. Take it
of
down.
Those defensemen that are going to be picked in the top six... They say those three guys are ready to play NHL now. Why wouldn't you trade some of your draft picks and get one of those that can play now?
Because I don't think anybody would touch that.
I was going to say nobody's going to trade now.
Yeah. Yeah, why would you?
You have one of these all-world defensemen. You're going to trade down?
Yeah, but then.
But, see, they have forwards down, you know, the Griffins that can come up and play NHL right now. Why wouldn't you trade one of those guys from down there?
Because this guy's talented. More talented than what's down there in the farm, you know, so...
And how much demand really is for these guys that are supposedly NHL ready? We're used to the Ilitch family blowing smoke up our asses anyway.
Yeah, who are you going to get, Bertuzzi?
Or try to trade Nyquist, or trade somebody from up here.
That's fine. But you're not going to trade up. You're not going to be able to trade up to one of those top defensemen. Not going to happen. You don't.
Who picks on top of Detroit?
Hurricanes. Hurricanes get the second pick.
Phoenix.
Brooklyn.
Phoenix. Jeez, they swindled Phoenix to take Datsuk's contract.
Oh, please.
Please.
We owe him one badly. I'm not really sure how that works.
I don't know how in the hell Holland got them to take $7 million from the Red Wings.
And then kicked it away.
Yeah.
He blew it away.
I mean, who did we get for that? Nothing.
You re-signed De Kaiser?
Good idea.
Yeah, wonderful.
See, that's what I'm saying. He got rid of that $7 million, and then what did he do?
Spend it on jerks.
Yeah.
Spend it on junk.
That's what I'm saying. He got rid of it. Why didn't he use it wisely? Oh, I'll side error.
Well, that's why you want him back.
Yeah, see, that's the reason why we're, like, Kenny's right. There's nobody on top. Those teams really suck bad, you know, and so if you got NHL caliber right now, and then after, like, pick eight, it gets thin fast, you know. So if you're, you know, I'm thrilled that Detroit's picking six. I mean, thank you, little whatever you had, little ping pong balls, and then next year whatever goes on, or who cares. You know, grab to chuck, because if you don't, you're fucked. And that's what says on my button. You know, I mean, really, you're like the Lions with skates. You have needs everywhere. There is nobody, and I'm not even all that wild about Larkin. I really aren't, you know.
No.
I don't see where he turns the team around, but then again, you're surrounded with junk, so how do you expect to play well?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, AA, they're always going to have problems with. You know, he doesn't want to be here, you know, so...
Because he thinks he should get...
Caliber money.
Larkin's money.
Yeah. And you ain't all that just yet.
And he's... No, he's not the talent of Larkin. Yeah. But then Larkin is really not the talent that should get... A ton of money either.
Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, you haven't proven anything. Right. I mean, as much as they love Mini Pertuzzi, you know, what's the love affair there? You know, it's just like the Tigers' love affair with Fuck Barmer. Why? There's nothing. Yeah. Every time that he has come up from Toledo and pitched, he's pitched one decent game, and then he's in the crapper for three, and then they send him down, and they bring him back up, and it's like, oh, yeah. You know?
Then you get the one good one again, and then you get the three bad ones again.
And that's the thing, you know. That's the thing we've seen over and over and over again is they latch on to a guy. And say, what the hell are you looking at?
Yeah,
I mean, that was always the question about Erickson year after year. The hell do you see in this guy?
Yep, or any defenseman. I mean, if Cornhole is thinking about coming back again, why? I mean, Cornhole is the version of is the skate version of of Victor.
Yeah,
you know. You know you're old. You look bad. Everybody in the stadium can tell. You look bad. You know, what are you waiting out for besides pride? Give it up. Or give some kind of financial consideration. Or give them some kind of phony baloney front office thingy. You know? Because really, now the Detroit organization, even though they won't admit it, now you see the glare of letting Yzerman go.
Yeah. Yep.
Huge.
But they didn't have a choice because they wanted to hang on to Holland.
That's what I'm saying. You know, and really, what did Holland at that point... See, there's way too much fucking loyalty in Detroit sport, and that comes from two teams. It doesn't come from Goss, you know, because he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know who's on the team. I wish he goes for Isaiah. He might as well. You know, it's kind of like the Trump candidate. You know, go for the guy that just... You know things are going to get fucked up fast. You know? Go for it.
They said that they were going to even interview Becky Harmon.
Yeah, the first female coach. Yeah. Hell yeah. Why not? They'll put fannies in the seats for sure. We'll move to Detroit and we'll get a female coach. We'll just love us, won't they? We'll just open up the door. We'll just be printing money. Wait.
And if that doesn't work, we'll hire Stormy Daniels.
Oh, hell yeah, I'd go. You know, see? Just so I could boo, because a woman should not be using her body like that. What kind of woman is that? I would give her my stare of disgust. And she would know from me that she couldn't get away from doing nasty things
like
that.
Look, it's the stare of disgust. See how his tongue is hanging out?
So? I didn't say my tongue of disgust. It's Gene Simmons and me. However, if you get somebody that can't play on the Pistons, never has, never could be, which is two-thirds of the team, you don't know what Blake's going to do this year. How many? You know what we should do? We should almost put squares. How many games do you think Blake's going to play before he gets hurt for the rest of the season? Because, really, Senor Slob over in Detroit, you know, he's not actually pushing to come back, you know? I mean, he's probably now found yet another girlfriend. Aye, aye, aye. You know? One girlfriend, one wife, have another girlfriend, have another four kids. You know? Spend that money wisely there, Cabrera.
And
well, you know, that's the thing, though. I mean, you're looking at a guy like Cabrera, and he's got he's had a smooth ride, right?
It's huge.
I mean, everybody's looked the other way for all this shit. Well, guess what? All of a sudden now, not so much. I mean, he came out mouthed off to the press. Then the thing come out with the Samson interview where he says, well, he's always wanted to go back to Miami. This is going to get ugly, guys.
Did you see how nasty he was to the press? I mean, I think it was some guy from Detroit.
Do we have a baby crying sound?
You betcha we do.
Because that's the Cabrera interview.
Amongst yourselves there, as much as I don't like to play that one. I could give the old baby.
Oh, baby.
Which isn't what you want.
I want a crying sound.
All right.
We
got a bullet going by someone's head. How about a whoopee cushion?
Yeah, that works. But, you know,
there you go. Wait a minute. It's right around the corner. Here we go.
That was the Cabrera interview.
There you go. My
everybody hates me. Nobody appreciates me. I try play hurt, and they don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
Now they say I'm old. They say I'm no good. I should go home. Well, you know what?
Yeah, bye.
You know what?
Take a hint.
Guess what? I think maybe you finally figured it out.
Yeah, take a hint.
Don't play when you're hurt. You're going to get up there and you're going to hit 260. You're going to do shit. You're hurting the team. Don't play. Get yourself healthy.
You know, the funny thing is Gardenhire says, I don't want players that are hurt to travel with the team.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant move, my good man. You know, nobody moping around. No, there serves no purpose, frankly. I don't know why they do that. They go, well, they get the best, you know, health training. What? No, they don't. They get the. If you stay at Henry Ford, you'll have the best.
Exactly. Why would you working with a physical therapist anyway?
Yeah. What are you going to try to limp onto an airplane and limp off to an airplane?
But
for?
here's the thing about Cabrera too. He went on the disabled list with a hamstring, right?
Mm-hmm.
His back is hurting again. Remember what we said last year?
Maybe
he had the back issue while he's electing to not have surgery. Uh huh. Yep. Here you are.
Well, maybe it's while he's got time off, he's gone and seen Fatty. That's what hurt his back. Probably saw a big chalupa.
Well, maybe, he went to see his baby mama again.
Yeah, maybe that's the reason why his back hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many things. I mean, you cut him loose right now, you know, on the disabled list. Uh-huh. And guess who's going to go directly back to the bar? You know,
yeah.
I mean, we haven't seen that part. There's going to be a huge ass story when he gets done. There's going to be,
but this is going to be an ugly 5 years with him.
Yeah, if it lasts,
because like Samson said, you know, his body is falling apart.
Yeah,
I mean, he's
no question about it.
Yeah.
Oh, his body was falling apart in the Boston series.
Yeah, so I mean,
you know.
That's you look at that and you say, okay, he's going to progressively get worse and worse. He's got this albatross contract. He's untradeable.
Mm-hmm.
They won't cut him loose and pay him $30 million a year. So,
God, can you imagine?
And the longer it goes, the more he's going to mouth off.
Yeah. Oh, because what has he got to lose?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Fire me?
Yeah.
Great. I'll walk with my $30 million and watch SpongeBob.
Yeah.
You know, peace out. You know, it's a weird ass way to go. I don't know if there's any clause in his contract to get rid of him, you know, maybe like a morals clause or something. Fuck.
We would have heard about it already.
If you are Miguel Cabrera, are you signing a morals clause in your contract?
Si, senor. Yeah, I know. That's kind of the whole nine yards, especially this guy. You know? I mean, you have to be on the sauce if you got two families, you know? But if you can afford it, peace out, dude. You know? Jeez.
And, you know, let's face it. The problem with the Cabrera situation isn't so much Cabrera as it was Ilitch.
Yeah, by far.
Some idiot sign this guy to this massive 8-year contract, knowing he's going to be 40 when it's done, and he's a big guy, and big guys don't last well. Look at Prince Fielder.
Yeah,
it's the
I mean,
same damn thing.
Prince Fielder was the indicator from there on in that Boris goes, I got a live one here, you know, because really he panicked so hard. I mean, there again, by the grace of God, is Victor. If Victor doesn't get hurt, we don't go into the spiral, you know.
Yeah.
And the spiral was these big-ass contracts, you know, and the first one was Prince. If we saved that $200 million and didn't have to do all that rinky-dinky, and then all of a sudden Crinkley got the big paycheck, I mean, all of a sudden, you know, the old man panics and buys these big-ass paychecks.
Yep. Jordan Zimmerman, Upton.
Yep. Yeah, really. Well, and those are all the old man's contracts.
Yeah.
They haven't signed anybody anywhere close to that. And, you know, I think what happened, I think Major League Baseball, you know, smartened up.
I think they took a look at what Illich did and went, ooh.
Yeah, this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Because, really, you got another 6 years. You got, what, 2024 before you get out of this money, you know, out of $30 million. Because $30 million buys you almost an infield.
I thought it was 23 was last year.
Okay.
It's five after this. 19, 20, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 23.
And then, okay, so that makes him tradable. You know? But I'm telling you, what he's making now, what does he make the next 3 years?
28.
And then it goes to 30, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so 28 buys you an infield. You know,
yeah.
For the next 5 years, his contract buys you a badass infield.
Yep.
You know? I mean, airtight infield. But you got that all tied up on one guy. That, and, I mean, it's a Major League Baseball contract. You know, it's all player-laden, which is, I guess, the way it should be.
Yeah.
But this is one of those kind of things. And I think every team has this, except for probably New York, you know, that just has one that we can't get rid of. I mean, there's now you see why Belichick rules, you know. If you're good, you can still be gone, you know.
Yeah.
It's like if we don't think that there's somebody else better that we can be replaced at wide receiver, see ya. You know? And so you don't get that in baseball, because especially in Detroit, because you had that loyalty thing. You know, you hung on to Willie Horton way too long.
But it's not just the loyalty thing. It's also the overvaluing of players. Okay? Whereas you look at Victor Martinez, he has a career year in 2014. Well, we have to sign him. He's crucial to our team. Well, actually, if you let him go, is there somebody else you could sign for maybe $5 million a year less that would be almost as good as Victor Martinez has been if you don't look at the career year?
As long as you have upside.
Okay, but if you take a look at the career year and said, we're buying 4 more years of this production, that's where you run into the problem. That's why you're paying this guy $18 million a year.
Well, that's right. It just goes to show you that Illich never was a baseball man. You know, and it would be interesting to talk to Dombrowski and go, how many times were you overruled?
Yeah.
You know? How many times did Illich say, no, we got to give this guy some green
because
we love big names.
Yep, exactly.
Big names.
And it goes even before Dombo. Remember the Juan Gonzalez catastrophe?
Oh, Juan Gon.
Oh, jeez.
Man. I mean, you got... It's weird. You think how much Little Caesars is worth.
Mm-hmm.
Billions. Where? How? And then all of a sudden, it was kind of like Illich had too much money and didn't know what to do, and he wanted to look like a player.
Yeah.
You know? But then again, you got Boris, you know, just being a total leech off an old dude. I mean, it's classic. You know? Here's an old guy who doesn't have all his facilities, and it's like, you know, I'm going to show you a bunch of numbers at my client.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, here's Cabrera's numbers, and they'll constantly be going nothing but up. Because he's that kind of athlete, you know?
He keeps unfolding the paper.
Yeah, so it goes way, it just like draws it on the board.
Yeah,
there you go. And it's like, okay, that sounds good to me. Bring me my checkbook. You know, how much money did Boris make? The funny thing is, what is Boris's clients now? Nobody made money last year in baseball. Nobody. You know, and look at how many people are still sitting out.
Yeah.
You know, nobody made money. I mean, it's the collusion year. I mean, say what you want about, you know, Gibson. You know, that was a collusion year for sure.
Yeah.
You know, say what you don't, say what you do. But, you know, this year definitely was, because I think everybody went too weird and they said, look, there's a lot of contracts out there and there's a lot of people. I mean, it's amazing that, that Houston kind of picked up. But how much did we pay for Crinkley to go to Houston?
Yeah, we had $8 million a year for 3 years.
Yeah, we're paying them to have an ace.
Yeah.
Now, what would $8 million give us? You know, a dandy ace. But we're paying somebody else because that's how stupid they were.
But here's the problem you have with the Tigers. Is you got to the point where you had so much dead money,
mm-hmm.
and Verlander wasn't going to help you. You moved him out, get some prospects back. You're eating $8 million for 3 years. You're eating $6 million a year on Prince Fielder for the next 3 years.
How much dead money does Detroit have?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. And if you count dead money, let's count Victor because that's dead money too, even though he's on the roster.
And we got, what are they trying to do?
Let's count Jordan Zimmermann. That's dead money.
And how much are we paying him?
He's about $18 million a year, and it goes up.
$132 million for 5 years.
Yeah, because it escalates. I think the last year's like $25 million, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Dead money. Why? Because they're non-productive players.
Yeah, true.
Okay, so if he's on the roster and you put him in the lineup and he doesn't hit, that's dead money. I'm sorry. Whether you cut him or not, you make room for somebody else. I mean...
Well, then you're strapped for rookies because you can't afford to pay anybody that's worth a damn.
Yeah.
It's dead money because, one, he's not productive, and, number two, you can't get rid of him.
Right.
You wonder if... So.
And that's the problem you have.
Yeah.
And they're the Tigers, they're one of the teams with a lot of dead money. There's other teams out there carrying a lot of this crap, too.
But you wonder if it's not an Ilitch signature. Because, really, on the wings, dead money all over the place. You got a whole team of dead money.
And if you remember, before they got good, he tried it a couple times to buy a good team. I mean, way in the early years. I mean, Warren Young, guys like that. I mean, Ray Stazak. I mean, the two Czech guys he brought in.
The little ball of hate and big ball of hate.
Throwing money all over the place, and it didn't work.
Yeah, but they were always kind of, I mean, until you got Hull, you know, then you started getting traction.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, you got little ball hate, big ball hate, and all that stuff. And it's like, they were trying. I mean, but you would think that was at least one step up from, you know, winning a new Omni every day.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, God, you wonder how desperate that was for Chrysler, too. Because now you're moving 40 cars. You know, they had to be thrilled. You know, moving 40 Omnis that were on your lot.
Yeah.
But I mean, you had to physically give a car a way to get somebody into the door. How stinky was that?
Yeah.
I mean, all you know, like when they, you know, signed Brett Hull and Luke Robitaille. You know,
Then you started getting traction.
Right.
You know, but I mean, really, by far, the Brett Hull signing was the best, most flexible, did a whole lot for the team, a ton, probably a little more than Shanahan, you know, a ton. And talking about not a ton, okay, our sport... You know, Ken Pocket, what did we not talk about in a whole minute?
Well, let's see. We didn't talk about the basketball, the NBA playoffs, did we?
And nope.
We didn't talk about it because I don't give a damn.
Go Houston. Go away.
There you go.
Go Cleveland. Yeah, I mean, it's nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Really, the only sport story there is right now is the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great story, especially because of the shooting and all that, blah, blah. You know, it's the way to go. And talking about the way to go, Mark Belichick, our sport director, what did we not talk about in one whole minute?
Well, we didn't talk about an ex-Red Wing, Marian Hossa. He is finally...
Hosed.
Hanging it up after...
Where is he playing?
He was playing for the Chicago Blackhawks, but now he's retiring due to...
He's no good?
No, not
he. He really helped that team, too. That was a huge pickup.
And that was one of the big mistakes the Red Wings did by letting him go, but that was another...
Yeah.
...mistake by the CAC.
Hey,
Mr. Holland. But, he's... retiring due to a skin disorder, and
Fatty got him.
What's that?
Fatty got him. Fatty
got a rash now.
Yeah,
and a crinkly.
And a crinkly rash.
Yeah, skin disorder, and the medication. He's got side effects from the medication, so he's got to
sharp turn to the left.
So when you got diaper rash and you're quitting, you see it. Okay, there's more than that. But being more than that, if you want to listen to more than us, you can go to Podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, and we are there for you 24 hours, 7 days a week. We never tire. We never close. And you can hear us again, and you can take us in the bathtub. You can take us when you're getting crinkled, whatever you want to do, and we can you can hear us.
Krispy Kreme donuts?
That's right. Put them anywhere you want to put them. So, for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our Sport Director, Mark Melichek, John Sarver says, we will see you again next week on the Sports Authority. Bye now.
Bye. Bye.